And today, we please welcome to West Coast Live, Gentle Thunder, to West Coast Live. When we first heard your recordings, we thought that you were an entire band.
I am.
Yeah, you're an entire band of one. What instruments do you have here that you'll be playing with?
Well, today I have the grand hammer dulcimer and several different wooden Native American flutes, but I did start out as a rock and roll drummer, so it's nice to see the drum kit over there. Yeah. Who knows, I might run over there. And
so what was your, when you were a rock and roll drummer, where'd you play? What kind of, just traditional rock and roll, punk?
I grew up in the Seattle area, and then I moved to Memphis, so it was rock and roll, blues, funk, not so much punk. You know, when I first started, I was in junior high, so I was playing the heavier side of rock. Yeah. Yes.
And so when you played, you must have gotten just sort of carried away by the percussion, the pleasure of it, the rhythm.
Absolutely. It's, you know, the heartbeat. I feel like I hold myself still as a keeper of the heartbeat, because no matter what instrument I'm playing, well, it's all about the heart, but the rhythmic sense is at the base of everything that I do.
Well, let's hear a piece of yours here. Gentle Thunder, what will it be?
Well, I thought it might be nice to do a little medley for you of a few different pieces that I do.
All right. So. Gentle Thunder here on West Coast Live. Gentle Thunder from West Coast Live, and her new CD is called Opening the Gate. I was looking ahead to our audience, True Stories, and somebody wrote one out here from Audra. GT, I assume that's you. Now that you're getting famous, do you still make time for motorcycle rides to the Dancing Leaves? I'm ready. Last year I had a cold autumn day motorcycle ride with Gentle Thunder. The leaves danced around her joyfully as her music. You ride a bike.
I do. I have a Suzuki 700 Intruder, and Audra, right on. We actually did the last ride of the season together last year. And I'm happy to say I've gotten a few rides in this summer, but I've been traveling so much, the rides have been few, but fabulous.
Ron, our director, rides a bike. Did you hear the description of the bike?
I saw it at the show in Shasta.
Oh, you saw it at the show in Shasta, right?
We had to talk bikes, of course. Yeah. Yes.
So you have a full set of leathers?
Yes, but actually I'm one of those...
You have a full set of, polypropylene canvas?
No, I actually like to ride in shorts and a tank top, which is really not ideal, but I'm a fair weather...
Ron, our director's holding his head.
I know. I ride when it's warm. If it's too cold, you know.
And when the gravel is soft.
Well, I do have a scar on my elbow from when I was 16, so I've done that already.
So you've been riding bikes ever since you were a drummer?
Yeah, before I was a drummer, yes. Yeah, I started bikes at 12. And
your parents were supportive of the drummer-biker trajectory you were on?
You know, I was so blessed to have such supportive parents. And my mom, to this day, loves that I play drum set the most. She sort of puts up with the pretty instruments, the flutes and the hammer dulcimer. You know, they're all fine, but she really loves the drum kit. Actually, short story, when I was in high school, and I wasn't so great when I first started, you know, putting the headphones on and listening, playing along to albums back then. She'd come home from work, and I would have practiced for a few hours, and I'd stopped, and she'd come in and go, "I want to take a nap. Will you go play your drums?"
Would you be willing to do just a little riff on the rums here?
Well, I wonder if it's okay with the drummer.
Is it okay with the drummer if GT does it? He came out and sort of silenced the cymbal that was resonating in response. It was vibing with the note of the flute.
Yes, the snare drum. Note to self.
All right, well.
Undo the snare drum.
Oh, look. So would it be okay if she did a little riff on your drum set? Drum kit? Oh, there you go. All right.
Well, okay.
Gentle Thunder, let's... So how's it feel behind the big command? Taller than you are. So this is an impressive drum kit.
It's a beautiful drum kit, and they're great too. How about that band?
Yeah, One Horse Shy. Okay.
So
just a little something, yeah. Gentle Thunder. Thank you. I could take a nap to that.
Of course, Mom's here.
Oh, good. Oh, and she's dozing right there in the other room.
Napping already, yes.
What's the next piece you have for us?
Well, you know, I brought several of these beautiful Native American flutes.
Now, when you say... Native American flutes, are they made by Native Americans or are they in the style of Native Americans? Although one of them looks absolutely gorgeous, like an egret or something, extended egret.
That's
maybe
blue,
it's a bald eagle?
It's a blue heron.
Oh, the blue heron.
Yes, that's a blue heron flute made by Scott Loomis. Mm-hmm. And it's a Native American style flute. They're actually made by several different flute makers, not of all which are Native American. The blue heron was painted by a Cherokee man in Ashland named Tom Smith. And
that's a traditional Cherokee name.
Tom Smith, yes.
Tom Smith, yeah.
Well, you know,
I know the
there's
history.
Been a lot of change, and we're all one big global family finding our way.
We're finally all the Smiths. All right, so are you going to play all of them or just some of them? They're gorgeous.
Well, I thought I might do another little medley if you'd like.
Yes, please. Global music here with Gentle Thunder on West Coast Live. have to get plugged in into your wireless flute. That's a concept.
Well, normally you have to stand at a microphone, right. And that's not a lot of fun. So.
And this allows you a little more to move around.
Actually, when I do my events, I walk around in the audience because it's never performer audience for me. We're all one big circle. And so that's one of those ways that I can be mobile. And
well, we'll move around to the audience sitting behind you, too, here today, if you wish.
Very good.
Those have been beautiful. I mean, you've had treble, bass. Now you've got the blue heron.
Yeah. I'd love to do an offering for the ancestors. It's always good to remember where we come from. Give thanks to our ancestors.
Gentle Thunder with Mike Greensill. Gentle Thunder's new CD is called Opening the Gate. Mike, wow, suddenly I'm hearing piano, and this, what a beautiful collaboration, just so spontaneous.
Thank you.
I was persuaded into it.
Persuaded into
it? No pressure, you know, when I come and loom over his shoulder.
And of course, I have, you know, I don't have perfect pitch. And I was just gently trying to find the key, and of course I was half a step below it. It was in F minor, and no, it's not the right note. And she whispered in my ear, F minor, thank God.
But nevertheless, it ended up having a little bit of that dissonance that you do find in the natural world.
Yeah,
and I mean, it felt very, very beautiful.
It was wonderful.
So thank you. That was it. Unexpected. We come to Reading and find this collaboration. There you are. Gentle Thunder, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Seth.
Thank you.